it's volatile, all these different things. Criminals are using it. And yet the reason SVB goes down is because the true shaving cream or crap coin was U.S. Treasuries.
Yes.
And it's just amazing. I think there is something afoot here. I think Peter St. Ange is on something that this is, you destroy alternatives, so you have to build on top of their centralized system.
Well, I hope the average American really wakes up, whether you care about crypto, whether you're passionate about it or not, it's coming. It's like, you know, kind of saying 10 years ago, well, I don't really care about those Cash App and Venmo and PayPal companies, you know, whatever. Well, it's like, look at where we were now. Now PayPal's trying to censor people. So whether you use it or whether you care about it or not, doesn't mean you shouldn't educate yourself, because the alternative to these technologies is a CBDC.
Right.
I read yesterday that the Chinese CBDC has 200 million users.
Wow.
200 million users today. Active users.
And then you get the Russian announcement that they're going to start settling all their foreign trades around the world where they still have access in Chinese currency.
A lot of African nations have huge subsidized contracts with China and partnerships with China. All it takes is for them to say, look, no more settling with, you know, these SWIFT banking systems or any of these ACH. No. We're just going to let you use our CBDC. Just download this Tencent app. Oh, and by the way, you can do it through TikTok. That's all it takes. And that's what's coming.
Wow. More like this when we come back.
Joey Clark.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House, by a 213-208 vote, passing a bill giving parents greater oversight. What is taught in public schools? Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the Parents' Bill of Rights Act a top priority during the early weeks of his tenure atop the House. It was an early test of unity for House Republicans, who do have a thin majority. In consumer news, a new AP NORC poll shows that personal finances are a major source of stress for about half of lower-income American households. About half of U.S. adults in households earning less than $60,000 annually say that they're stressed by personal finances. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 43 points, but the NASDAQ is down 19. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we should be fine. It's really in the late night and the overnight hours, in the wee hours of Saturday morning, when showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts, the main threat, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Look for the storms to move out early in the day on Saturday. Improvement later with sunshine, with a high around 84. Then another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Well, there is some bombshell news being reported now in regards to the placement of the U.S. Space Command. Washington Post writer David Ignatius is now suggesting that the Biden administration will reverse that decision to bring it to Huntsville and keep it in Colorado Springs instead. Ignatius says the decision would be based on national security and the fear of disruption of operations. During the Trump administration, the decision to relocate the U.S. Space Command was made, and after ongoing research and study, the U.S. Air Force chose Huntsville. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
An undercover sting operation in Henry County on March 23rd results in 6 arrests. The men are now facing charges for traveling to meet a minor for an unlawful sex act. Those arrests involve 37-year-old Christopher Kelly of Eufaula, 22-year-old Gregory Porter of Abbeville, 29-year-old Thomas Pritchett of Union Springs, 30-year-old Dante Allen of Dothan, 26-year-old Anthony Rousseau of Eufaula, and 26-year-old Francisco Gomez of Virginia. On the other hand, Quilts of Valor were awarded to 5 Korean War veterans who currently live in North Alabama. The Legacy for Korean War Veterans Foundation made the presentation at a Breakfast Club social that the veterans attend on a regular basis. Those who were honored with patriotic and personalized quilts were Thomas Austin, Marvin Brown, Fred Coswell, Walter Miller, and Paul Reeves. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Coming up, folks, we'll be announcing the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing. But I'm trying to get back to my roots, and part of my roots is, of course, the great fine folks there in Andalusia, Alabama. That's where I hail from on one side of the family, my dad's side. But on my mom's side of the family, may she rest in peace, we have a lot of folks from New Jersey.
Ah.
So today in New Jersey history, folks, we have this little fact. March the 24th, 1845, a most melancholy and heart-rending accident took the life of Sandy Hook lighthouse keeper John Bartleson. He brought an artillery shell he discovered to a foundry in New York, where it exploded when hit with a hammer, killing Bartleson. That's been today in New Jersey history. I'm surprised.
Did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know. Who decided
about how much times were simpler back then?
It's like, what do you got there? Well, let's hit it with a hammer. Well, see what happens.
Okay, as a kid, I could see that because we did some dumb things with hammer. But as an adult, you kind of learned. I mean, just from hitting a rock with a hammer, that rock explodes.
I mean, it's an artillery right. shell.
It's imagine 1845, though.
With the primer on the back.
Anyway, I hail from, good stock.
Yes, you do, Joey.
That's funny.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And, you know, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon do fantastic
they
work
do
there.
They do great work.
They earn that reputation. There is a difference. And mortgage companies, they're especially helping folks out these days with those refinance deals. If you know, you've got a bunch of credit card debt, you're looking at 19 to 24% interest rates. It's much better, even with mortgage rates being, what, at 7%, something like
that? Still, a single digit compared to a double digit interest rate, I'll take it all day long.
All day, every day. Yep. So if you've got equity built up in your home and you are in a financial bind, Alabama Home Mortgage can give you the best possible strategy on a refi. It'll get you back on your feet there. And, of course, they also specialize in VA home loan programs. It's the best game in town.
No doubt.
If you're a veteran and you're not taking advantage of this, maybe you already own a home. You can refinance and get a much better deal through the VA home loan programs. Kim and Madeline went on to get more education in this, so they are VA home loan certified. They know the latest with the VA home loan programs, and they can help you veterans. So call up Alabama Home Mortgage today. That's 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them online and apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll be back in about 30 shopping seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Nick Carter has been tracking this crypto witch hunt. He calls it Operation Choke Point 2.0. Named after the original Operation Choke Point that the Department of Justice used to cut off industries like gun shops from the banking or credit card system. And presumably they were trying to drive all of those shops out of business because they don't like them. Nobody has been punished for Choke Point 1.0, so it seems quite likely that they enjoyed it. They're going to do it again.
Don't understand it, Joey.
No, I understand. It's entrenched interest who have no scruples about using the power of the state, the power of the government, to get their way. Even if the new technology would be better for everyday Americans. And we were talking off mic, off air, that, and I think it'd be better to bring this on air. Just, you made the point, Jonathan. Again, Jonathan Strange of XI Repair is here. Eddie Bader is here. I'm Joey. For those of you like on Valium or something. So you were making the point that it's almost like every institution is changing right now. Can you go into that a little
Good
more?
Good point.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we were talking about how the education system, the value of it is up for grabs right now. And I think, I believe that the definition of money itself, what that means to us is up for grabs with the new technologies that we have, like cryptocurrencies. And I think the Federal Reserve in particular is threatened by that, obviously, by their Operation Choke Point 2.0, as it's being called. But I do think it's an interesting time as Americans to have a conversation about whether or not the government should be in money, because we haven't had that since the Federal Reserve was founded in, I believe, 1917.
Right.
And I do think this is an interesting discussion that we should have. I hope that this dominates the 2024 election more than almost any other topic, because I truly believe it's one of the most important topics. You know, there's great literature on how fractional reserve banking has affected people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest outcomes of that is that you don't incentivize good behavior. You don't incentivize things like saving, because your savings are eroded away. You incentivize taking on massive amounts of debt, taking on too much risk, and that's why we're in these situations. So if we as Americans have the opportunity to reinvent the system with something with a money that's not controlled by the government or anyone that works for the people, I don't see any downside to that. And the volatility that people talk about to me is just a farce, because in reality, go to the grocery store. You mean to tell me the U.S. dollar is not volatile?
Dog.
You know how much eggs were a couple weeks ago?
$7.
What are they now?
Right?
So just because $1 stays the same as $1, that's because we measure everything else valued in dollar. Bitcoin's not volatile. It's the dollar, but that's what you're reading it in, right? You're reading Bitcoin. Oh, it's worth 19,000. No, it's because the dollar is going up and down in value and the commodities that we are able to purchase.
Well, I think sound money, and especially Bitcoin does this, but I think some of the other proof of stake coins out there do this as well, just in a different way. And the world, I'd imagine they sort of work together. But you introduce sound money and property rights into the digital space. Not only could this just be great for people building wealth, starting businesses, actually saving over generations, I think it could be a massive weapon in the new battle, geopolitical struggle between East and West. I think this idea of, okay, if China's got their central bank digital currency, and, you know, Russia's going to hop on board, a lot of Latin American countries, African countries, who knows what India does, which is a big
right.
problem that we even have to worry about. What are they going to do? When you see the East rising, the response we're seeming to get from our government is, well, we need our own central bank digital currency. So we'll just kind of be about the same with slight deference more to traditional American liberties and Western ideas. I think it would be much better to have sound money that holds its value over time, that people could actually own without the risk inherent in the banks, and it wouldn't be a full-on system of control out of Washington, D.C. And when you do that, I think the folks in Africa, in Latin America, in the continuing to develop world will go, well, we're getting a better deal with in terms of economic interest with these sound money in the United States. I actually own it where I can't in a lot of countries. Because if I go with a central bank digital currency, I got to deal with the Chinese. And they're notorious with their Belt and Road development. They'll give you a very generous loan up front, but then it's a loan you can never pay back, and they take seizure of the property that you thought, you know, whatever base or shipyard or whatever was being built by the Chinese. And yet it seems like our elite, the powers that be, don't want this. I mean, Eddie asked me this, but what do you think, Jonathan? Why in particular say the White House is pushing back against this?
Well, I don't think, I mean, clearly the White House is not very in touch with most political issues, right? I mean, let's be honest, he can barely get upstairs, let alone think for himself. So I think the issue is that they don't understand how these things work or what the positives would be. And the people that are in their ears do not have the interest of the American people,
right?
These are Federal Reserve chairs. These are the bankers that own the Federal Reserve, right. Essentially. But a new story I want to bring up. I don't know if you've read about this, but do you know who Caitlin Long is? Have you heard that name?
Yeah, it's the bank out
in Wyoming. Yeah. So I think one of the biggest news stories that no one's talking about right now that's directly related with all this is a few months back, a lady named by the name of Caitlin Long tried to get a banking charter from the Federal Reserve, which was a unique banking charter that would allow her bank or would require her bank to have a 1 to 1.05 return for assets. So for the listeners out there, they may not realize, but your local bank, regional, PNC, whoever you're banking with, they use a fractional reserve system. So if you give them $10, they're able to then go loan out $100. Mm-hmm. That's how our banking system right. works. That's why it has so many problems when people start pulling their money out. So she said, look, a great system to this would be just let me open up a bank that if you put in $1, I'm required to hold $1.05. That's a great idea.
Seems like it, right?
And there'll be obviously higher fees because the bank's got to make money, mm-hmm. but the people that put money in that bank will know it's sound. The Federal Reserve turned them down 2 to 3 months ago. And she's going around making a great point this right now that's saying, look at the hypocrisy of our system. You see these failures of Silvergate and Silicon Valley Bank, and you have someone that's saying, look, here's an option. And the reason that they gave for turning her down was that it would be too much risk. Because they know that if the average American knew how bad the financial system was yep. for their bank, they would then choose a bank like hers that is backed one-to-one.
Exactly right.
Just like all these stable coins they're trying to ban.
Well, and I think it reveals the unspoken fraud. I think grandma believes I put $1,000 in the bank, $1,000 is there.
Right.
And that's not how it works. No. It's essentially a loan to the bank, and you have a right to demand on... you know, return, but it's amazing that it's essentially the point you just made, that they know the system is incredibly fragile if you actually introduce sound money in banking. And it seems simple, like, hey, I put my money in a bank because it's more convenient to transfer that money, to secure that money. Maybe even it's something like Bitcoin. I don't want to deal with all these keys and wallets and whatnot. I don't trust myself enough, so I'll let a third party do it. And no, but that would destabilize the system. I think it reveals how rotten
right.
things are. And
pull the curtain back.
And I think it would pull away, if we go to sound money, what the U.S. government doesn't like is they use it as a means of control.
Yep.
How many times do we hear about sanctions? They're going to do that
to us soon, Joey. If we get off this cash system that we have, which they're pushing us towards, putting everybody on a debit card or something of that nature, they will be able to, and they will cut you off.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Well, and we mentioned this earlier in the week, that the U.S. government, like the Biden White House, gave excuses of, oh, it's volatile, it'll destabilize the system, too much risk, and explicitly be a Bitcoin. And it's just not valuable. Fundamentally, it has no value whatsoever. But they spent 20 pages on this thing.
Well, this is the hypocrisy of the entire climate change movement, is that they look at a particular number, and they say, oh, but it, when it comes to the Bitcoin, right, the energy usage, oh, it uses so much energy. Valid point. And there are better alternatives. However, what does the energy consumption of running a small branch with thousands and thousands of locations all over the place where you have to have multiple people doing multiple jobs, managing those people, having to feed them, the water bill. I mean, come on, give me a break. It is, even though it uses a ton of energy, if you really think about the amount of jobs that it's directly replacing or replicating without the input cost other than energy, we're just not measuring the right things.
Right. And so the White House will give this explanation of, like, our experts, who are essentially scientists, they've decided, based on their scientific objective research, that this is just no good. It's just rotten and no good, so we can't do it. I would like them to tell the truth. As we mentioned earlier this week, the Chinese government, all the way back in 2013, they did one of these choke point operations. Mm-hmm. They've done more since 2013. And what did the Chinese, the People's Bank of China, say? Oh, yeah, Bitcoin isn't money because the monetary authorities say it's what money is and what money is not. Like, and okay, so do we want our money to be a function of free individual people and companies and groups trading with one another? And that occurs naturally on a market. You get a money that emerges. Historically, it was gold. You had a bimetal system sometimes. And even early on in the Federal Reserve, you still could, the greenback, the dollar, could be transferred into gold. There was this basis, but we've gotten into this territory now, and it's another old idea. It goes way back, all the way to the Mongols and stuff, that no, money is just what authority says it is. And people like that when they're in charge.
Well, when it works for them.
When they're in the authority, because it gives them a lot of discretion to... they make all these rules. Like, this is what we're seeing with the banking system right now. Like, $250,000 above that with FDIC, you ain't covered. Oh, wait, this is going to cause a problem. Well, we'll just change the rules up real quick.
Right.
We'll, give you loans using those crap treasuries on a par value basis, so you don't lose a bunch of money. And I think it's them wanting to have, essentially, power, using money as a surveillance tool, as a mechanism of control, domestically and abroad. The problem is we've abused that responsibility and that power, and there are nations, to the point you made earlier, like China, like Russia, like many others, that are tired of being under the U.S.'s thumb in this regard. And they can't quite get out from under it right now, but you better believe they're working towards it. And I'm wondering, where are the true experts, adults in the room? I'm not seeing it.
Well, I think it's easy to be an expert but look the other way as an American, because you're not directly affected by it the way that a professor in Nigeria is, when his money, his savings from the past 20 years is just wiped out by one decision by the government. You know, in 2022, in February, I was in Turkey, and I was there right around when inflation was just, exploding. I had a tour guide that told me, he said, look, Jonathan, my grocery bill was I don't remember how many lira, let's say 1,000 lira the week before. Mm-hmm. I went and got groceries last week. Now it's 2,000 lira. Double.
Right.
Because their inflation, it was 100% at a certain point recently. And so what I saw was these Bitcoin posters everywhere in Turkey. I mean, you drive down the highway and you see buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, and all these local pawn shops or just retail stores were now offering it. You could walk in and give lira and immediately get Bitcoin. Mm. And I saw lines out the door of these places.
Because that Bitcoin was more stable than that lira?
Because what people understood is they finally got the idea. They realized, why am I working for all this lira just for my government to print it away the next week?
Yep.
And it was happening so quick, they would walk in with their paycheck, get Bitcoin, and then they would hold that Bitcoin and sell a little bit as they needed.
All right.
That's coming to the U.S. It's got to happen at some point.
Well, and the lesson I've been taught as a young man, I'm trying to build a life, is, well, Joe, you don't put your money in savings account. You just take out more debt. Now, you got to pay it off, and you got to have a good score, but savings... No, you just got to take out more debt to compete with the inflation, because inflation's good. It really has become a system based not on like hard assets and property rights, but based on fiat and issuance of debt by that fiat authority. And I think it's one of the biggest violations of our liberty, and has been for a while. And a lot of the, I say, the wealth built up in the system by our ancestors, it's been kind of printed away. They don't literally print. It's a rotten system, and I don't know where it's going to go.
The dollar has lost 96% of its value since the Federal Reserve was created. So for every dollar you saved, your ancestors would have saved or passed down to you. If you never spent it, it'd be worth 4 cents
from
when they started saving it.
Wow.
In terms of purchasing power.
Let's go to Biloxi Gambler. Hey, Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, y'all are just underlying a point that I don't have to make now. But yeah, the government controls the money even when it's in the USD, US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I do some stuff with some currencies. I've got, you know, euros and pesos and wands and rubles and yen and that kind of thing, because you never know. Now, here's my concern. I understand and I love that example you were talking about, Turkey. Okay, well, that's because the Turkish government doesn't have control of the cyber currencies. Here, these countries like China, and then of course the United States, you know, that when they talk about doing it, if they go to like a crypto currency, then they'll have control of it. You won't have to do your taxes anymore. Because they'll just say, well, Joey Clark, we'll just go ahead and take the taxes out of your account. You didn't even have to fill out a return. Yeah. And if they don't like the way, well, Joey, he's got an 8-cylinder car, and he's not, he doesn't have a good carbon footprint.
Right.
Well, we're going to have to tax you for that. Or maybe because you have an electric car, well, you're not buying gas, well, you need to pay road taxes anyway because you drive on the roads. We'll go ahead and take care of that for you, too. So when governments, what concerns me about any kind of a central currency like that is when governments have control of it, then governments can cut you off. They can say, we don't like your politics.
Yep. Right. That's what's coming.
And there you go. Now you have no money, so now you have to shut up. Let's say you're the conservative libertarian party, which I hope we can create one day. Because I'm not a Republican, they're too left wing for me. But conservative libertarian party with those bases, then and you have all these campaigns and all this stuff and all this, you know, fundraising and everything. They can just, nope, we don't like the competition. Flip the switch, and you don't have any money. That's the problem with these fiat currencies as it is. It would have been better if we had stayed on the gold standard.
And it's not a hypothetical. Remember the Canadian trucker protest?
Right.
That's exactly what the Canadian government did.
Yeah.
They cut them off.
Oh, and they went as far as to tell Bitcoin custodians that were helping them, no, you have to give me your wallet passphrases.
Yep.
All right.
I don't see how that stands up.
Biloxi Gambler, I wanted to mention, you said something along the lines that why the inflation was occurring in Turkey was because of digital something. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no. What I said was that the reason that the cryptocurrency was better than fiat money being used in Turkey was because Turkey has control over their currency, but they don't have control over the cryptocurrency.
Correct.
But with these governments, as they, like they've already done in China, as they take over the cryptocurrency, that's what brings up all these dangers. As long as it's independent, it's working fine. I understand that.
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't invest in it because it doesn't have any intrinsic value, but...
The reason why I brought Turkey up is because they did the same thing we did during COVID. The reason there was such high inflation was because the President Erdogan just said, you know what, we're going to lower interest rates to basically zero and print a bunch of money to make this problem go away. The same thing we did. The reason the average American didn't feel the effects is because when you do that, well, now what? Guess what? All those other countries, they have to buy dollars. And that raises the demand for dollars because we're the world reserve currency. When the prices go up, you need more dollars to purchase things. And I really don't think the average person has really set down and said, look, I don't think America's going anywhere. I believe America's probably the greatest country that's ever existed. But we do have to ask ourselves, what happens when other countries like China, India, and Russia say, we don't need the dollar system anymore?
They're doing that now,
right.
As you know. It's in
right.
the news every day.
Right.
One after another's dropping.
Like, I don't care what you own. Go buy gold, go buy Bitcoin, go buy a house. Just buy something the government can't take away from you.
There you go.
Yeah, but don't borrow money to buy it. If you can't afford a car, don't buy a car. If you can't afford a house, don't buy a house.
There you go. Appreciate it, Biloxi Gamble.
Don't borrow money. Don't believe in it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I thought if this was the home of the free, like home of the brave, land of the free, these sorts of things. Like, we're supposed to be, liberty is supposed to be kind of the cornerstone here, the presumption of liberty in this country. I look at things like the Ninth Amendment. You look at the Declaration of Independence. But if we actually had freedom in money and banking, I would look at things like Ethereum, Bitcoin, or anything else that shows itself effective. It would probably win the day.
Yeah.
But the big question right now, the only reason I'm a little, I hold some Bitcoin, and full disclosure, folks, the only reason I'm a little worried right now holding that Bitcoin is not because of Bitcoin itself, but because of this Operation Choke Point 2.0. And because of the one thing that could kill not just Bitcoin, but Ethereum, everything else, is if the government shuts down all those on-ramp, off-ramp, saying if you're JP Morgan to Silvergate to SVB to, you know, Custodia there in Wyoming, no, that's just illegal now. You can't do that anymore. And that would cause a massive problem.
You know, it's so funny. I've been in this space since 2013, 2014. And I remember before Coinbase was publicly accessible, before there was any major crypto exchanges, the way that crypto was actually exchanged was peer-to-peer.
Right.
There were some websites, I believe BitPay was one of them, where essentially they weren't a custodian of Bitcoin, but they allowed you to list your Bitcoin for the price you were willing to sell it at. Hmm. And then you would exchange addresses with another person, and you know, they would send you the money, and then you would send them the Bitcoin.
Well, so they were just a clearinghouse.
Well, I think I remember what happened. Was it Charlie Shrum? He was the guy behind BitPay. He was arrested at an airport. Big showing by the FBI for money laundering. Not much money laundering they were charging him with, 30 grand.
Yeah, it was a big story.
It's not money laundering.
In the same time, HSBC was hit for tens of millions of dollars of laundering for the drug cartels in Mexico. Yeah. And did they get, you know, walked out like some felon by the FBI? No, the government came to him and said, once y'all did, it's illegal, but just give us our cut.
Give them a cut. That's exactly right.
And you can go about still being one of the biggest banks
in the
world.
That talking point is very irritating when I hear politicians bring that up in these Senate committee hearings, because it's just not true. If you're a criminal, why would you use a public ledger to exchange stuff? That's like saying I'm gonna use a credit card to buy heroin. I mean, that's you're gonna give me a receipt for it, and you're gonna keep the receipt for what you purchased. I mean, that's ludicrous. There is some estimates to say it's less than 1% of all crypto transactions are anything illicit.
Right.
Compare that with the dollar.
Compare that with a bank.
Exactly. Silly. Yeah, it's really silly.
It really is. Before we hit this break, tell folks, let's talk about XI Repair. Let's talk about your business.
Okay.
What are you seeing the most of now? I'd imagine smartphones still, a lot of those fixes and repairs, but what are you seeing a lot of these days?
A lot of data recoveries. We've had a huge influx of hard drives, flash drives, computers, cell phones, where customers, attorneys, business owners need data off of it. You know, you can go out and buy a new hard drive, but you can't get the data on it. When you buy a new one, if you have all of your business tax files on there, or whether you have all of your family photos on there, whatever it is, if it's dead, we can get it back for a lot more affordable pricing than what you're going to find online. And we actually work with some different companies and businesses in Alabama that use our services to do the work and then just charge the customers more for it. It's a bit pretty big name people, and so you can kind of cut out the middleman and use us directly. And save hundreds and hundreds of dollars on data recovery if you're looking for that.
Fantastic.
At the end of the show, I got a business idea I got to talk to you about.
Okay. That's great. Repairs are always popular. I mean, we do hundreds of repairs every single week on cell phones, computers, laptops, game consoles.
Every time I'm in there, there'll be five or six people, and all of them, let's say two of them have their cell phones in their hand. The other three are waiting for their cell phone to return.
Yeah.
But what's funny is they're so anxious, but no one, I mean, it's been like 30 minutes. And everyone, when they get it back, is so surprised. They're like, it's ready now? I mean, now?
Yeah, and we do everything in-house. We don't really have any contractors that we work with. We do everything in-store. And so that, you know, that's a huge benefit because you're not having to wait 3 weeks for it to come back from the Texas service depot that probably did it wrong.
Right.
Yeah, if it makes it back. And for a lot more affordable price. We're the only shop that I'm aware of in Alabama that's both an Apple service provider and a Samsung service provider.
Wow.
We get our we can get genuine parts from both of those OEM companies.
So y'all check out XI Repair today. You can always call them at 777-1234, 777-1234. You can always stop by there. Bear Hill Road, same as the location as what? PetSmart, the freshest of markets. Fresh Market there. It's right there, folks. You'll see it. XI Repair. I think y'all are right next to, like, Marco's?
Marco's Pizza. And yeah. The Pet Superstore.
Oh, Pet Superstore. Yeah. And, of course, if you go online to XIRepair.com, you can actually start a job, get a quote online, and really get the process rolling if you're tech savvy yourself, at least in that little way. So check them out today, XI Repair. And talking about the news, folks, talking about big issues, I think this issue of what is money and who controls it, y'all hear how conversant Jonathan Strange is in this, and it's just a little bit what this guy knows. This is the guy behind XI Repair, so that should add to why you need to stop by there for all your repairs and other services. How you doing, Sky Mosley?
Doing great. Happy Friday, gentlemen. It's been quite a day, huh?
It has been a day. It's been quite a good day. But, before we hit this break, it's time to announce the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
And the winner is... Oh, my goodness. Donkey Lori.
Awesome!
Donkey Lori, congratulations! Call us at 272-9228. Then you better call us or you're not going to get it.
Prize.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
I'm going to go get me some ice cream if she doesn't show up.
Oh, it's so good,
they
man.
They have the best.
They really do amazing stuff out there. Donkey Lori, give us a call. Congrats on winning the gift card. More news and views when we come back.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
All
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we should be fine. It's really in the late night and the overnight hours, in the wee hours of Saturday morning, when showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts the main threat, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Look for the storms to move out early in the day on Saturday. Improvement later with sunshine, with a high around 84. Then another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Downgraded a bit. It really adds into the notion. I don't follow Fed dot plots, but we all know that this quarter isn't shaping up to be necessarily a good quarter. Many are seeing recession. I don't see a way to avoid it. Just to put a face on this, we all see what's going on with interest rates. You know, 3.56 in a two-year. Just think about this. On March 8th, it closed at 5.07. The high yield closed. That was the highest since 2007. Now we're at the lowest yields since September. 10-year. And we did the charts, what, a month ago? And about 5 months ago, I stake my claim here. 4.25 is the high. It was the high back in October. We never came back and challenged those fall levels. You remember, Joe, we did the Elliott wave count. It was clearly the high yield close. But, man, look at how far we've fallen there. Is this really a banking crisis? Joe, you know what it is. It's a Fed crisis. It's a rate hiking crisis. It's a crisis built on a crisis we never solved. And now we have walkbacks, takebacks. Treasury secretaries changing their mind. Is it any wonder there's all this volatility in the markets?
Rick Santelli is CNBC. Guy who famously did that rant during the first big bank bailout in 08. And he was one of the guys who kind of ushered in the Tea Party. And I swear, folks, I keep telling you, on this issue and many others, I think there is going to be we're going to find strange bedfellows. I think there's going to be a new coalition of people on the right and the left who see the problems with the control of information on social media and corporate media, see the control of money and banking by the powers that be, see how wasteful a lot of what's going on with our foreign policy, and just unwise. Like, we're acting like nobody else in the world exists. Or like all these other nations we helped get rich in the 20th century are now saying, yeah, thanks for helping us get rich, but we're not doing what Washington, D.C. says. We're not one of your states that you pretend is sovereign. So we'll see where all this goes. But I want to change it up a little bit because there's a new professor at Columbia University.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and this video's been going viral. I wonder if she's going to run for president again. There's a new professor teaching foreign policy. Let's see. Hillary Clinton?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's Hillary Clinton. She's running.
What?
What? Hillary's running again?
I know. I heard that's so crazy.
This is wild. She's running again.
Okay, already I don't like this.
Yeah,
I already don't.
Ain't running nowhere. Yeah. Unless she's running out of Gallo wine.
That I want to see her run.
Here I am. Hillary, you're running again. Well, I sure am, Karen. I just got here early for the new class we're teaching together on foreign policy decision making.
Classes don't start until
disaster.
Yeah, but I wanted to be prepared, Karen. You know, when it comes to crisis situations, you've always got to be prepared.
Prepared? I think you're more prepared than anyone to teach this course. Now, what are we going to call it?
Inside the Situation Room.
Yes. Oh, and I'll cover the theory of political decision making and strategy. Mm-hmm.
And I'll cover what it was actually like in the room during the Bin Laden raid, the Iran sanctions, the Gaza ceasefire, you name it.
What about Libya? I'm naming it. What about Libya?
Doesn't count.
How about everything going on in Ukraine right now? You had no way of leading to the run-up of that war. It's just all Putin, right?
Okay, but are you ready for whatever questions the students throw at you?
Bring it on. Now, if you'll excuse me, Karen, God. I've got to run.
You heard the secretary. If you get inside the Situation Room, come prepared.
For real.
What are they advertising? What is this? Is this like a come to Columbia University?
Yeah, because Hillary Clinton's teaching a class on foreign policy.
Like one class?
Yeah.
How much are you getting paid, do you think, Joe?
Oh, my.
Probably. What was Bill's speaking fee? Like 500 grand for one speech?
Yeah.
She's probably getting a cool few million.
Wonder if the big guys get anything.
Gosh.
Right. Oh. I just wanted to present it to the crowd.
Thanks, Joey.
And I think you summed it up, Jonathan. God. Oh, my goodness, they're miserable. The elites are just absolutely miserable. And the outcomes just aren't that great. But like I said at the beginning of this segment, I think there are a lot of folks who, are waking up on the right and the left, especially with Hillary Clinton. Like, remember this moment after Gaddafi was, essentially stabbed through with a bayonet by unruly mobs.
So, that is the land of unconfirmed rumors.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Oh, man. Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
Cackle.
And as bombing's going on in Syria right now with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and tit for tat, and Libya has open slave markets, it's really worked
out. It's so strange to me that so many Americans, particularly on the left, think that we're like loved overseas. I've been to a lot of countries overseas, and I've never had one non-American, whether it's Bangladesh, India, countries in Africa, Turkey, Europe, I've never had one of those citizens tell me, I thought that Obama, Hillary Clinton was good. They always say, Trump was a great president. I hear that consistently overseas. And it's crazy to me that people can't watch something like that and just say, it is what it is. No big deal.
Yeah, and the information filter, we always talk about the propaganda from the Chinese, on TikTok, and the propaganda from the Ruskies all over, say, Russia Today and on Twitter right now. But, what about the propaganda coming out of the U.S. government? The propaganda coming out of corporate media offices?
It's been coming out of the U.S. government for forever and a day.
Right. And actually, I think Americans are, by polling, think they're the least propagandized country, and they're the most propagandized because our elite have to do it somewhat without the controls the Chinese or the Russians or Turkey or anybody else has.
More covert.
So it's like you just swamp, and what do they use? Legitimacy, prestige, and authority. And it worked out great. Everybody's now, believes in public health campaigns. Everybody really believes, when you watch NBC for 10 minutes a night with Lester Holt. Or it could be Scott. Maybe you're a Nora O'Donnell fan. Is that her name? Nora O'Donnell?
I think that is her name.
Yeah, but if you watch one of those network shows, 10 minutes, that opening segment of the news, you're informed.
Who really indoctrinated.
Sadly misinformed.
Who really believes that these days?
You'd be amazed, man. But I remember as a kid, that was the 5 o'clock news came on. My parents watched it. We watched the 5:30 news and 6 o'clock. Now I'm thinking we wasted so much time listening to just BS because that's what we were given. And they're still, like Sky said, they're giving out more than ever today.
And then the establishment within the Democratic Party, who would still chill for Hillary if she did run for president again. You had, the minority leader there, Hakeem Jeffries, saying the Republicans in this country don't want to teach children about the Holocaust.
Right.
The reason you're just railing against the deep state is because you're like the second coming of Bull Connor and George Wallace. If not that, you're probably, Hitler. anti-Semite. Why'd you bring up George Soros? This is what's being thrown out there these days. Hey, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of stupid crap on the right that I wish people would stop buying. But if this is the level of debate in this country, we deserve what we get. Seriously, and we're going to get it. What is it? And find out?
We're in the find out mode right now.
We're going to find out.
It's the arrogance, though, without even a regard for pretending to be unbiased anymore. That's the real difference.
Just federal government, state government. Just the other day, weren't the freshmen told to pretty much shut up and get in line?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Connie Rose, her name.
Shut up and get in line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I elected these people, so they could shut up and get in line?
If you shut up and get in line, you can be just like me, working for the lieutenant governor. You shut up and get in line, maybe you one day will be Speaker of the House. Well, you actually got to be from North Alabama. Sorry.
Close.
Oh, you South Alabamians. Not enough money or people in your part of the state.
I got a question for you, Eddie. Looking back on some of the older generations, you mentioned like how you watched the news segments, and that was, you know, a 30-minute long, or how is it pretty short, right? Like, when you look back on that, do you not stop and think that, man, they really thought we were dumb? Because, like, for me, as a 23-year-old man who has grown up in this new age of digital media, I grew up with Joe Rogan and, like, these long-form podcasts where it's like, I hear previous generations talking about how they got their news, and I'm like, how could you even think that that was being informed when I watch a podcast, a 3-hour podcast about one event, and they were summing up that one event in the news segment in 30 seconds.
Right.
And to me, it's almost like a slap in the face to all the people watching.
Well, it was, but at the time, and I go back to this all the time, at the time, we didn't know that we were being lied to. I thought Walter Cronkite was the man.
Yeah,
I thought he would never lie to me.
And you're dumb because Peter Jennings is obviously the guy tells the truth.
Dan Rather.
And so you have these fake choices, essentially, but they're all pretty much the same.
It really sickens me because we did. We took it for so long. I'm glad that America's finally waking up. And like you said, these people, like myself, watch these long podcasts and things. But that's what it took. But not everybody's got the time.
But see, the crazy part is the established media mocks them. Like, look at what they did with Joe Rogan,
right? Oh, yeah.
If you think Joe Rogan is right-wing, you are out of your mind.
He's
extremely left-wing.
Right.
And they sit here and mock him and make fun of him, and he takes this worm stuff, and what's wrong with this guy? And he's like, look, he's doing a better job of educating the right and the left on left political ideas than you are.
And it's becoming so ham-handed, like, overnight. As soon as he bought Twitter, Elon Musk went from the man saving the planet, he's this great innovator, to he is the devil.
Well, Donald Trump.
It's just amazing.
Democrats loved Donald Trump until he said, I'm going to run as a Republican.
Yeah.
And then all these Democrats that used to take his money turned his back on him.
Right, and it's one thing people disagree and have different interests. And that's why you have debate and you haggle about this and you vote.
Yeah.
But that's not what's happening right now. People aren't operating in good faith. I think that term post-persuasion America is apt. Tell us about those, some great local media, Scott.
Yes, speaking of when media was a little different, the Alabama Gazette has always been your conservative alternative newspaper published right here in Montgomery, Alabama. While print media has gone away mostly because of the liberal, left-wing, woke nonsense and garbage, the Alabama Gazette continues to thrive because they are a conservative, honest, trustworthy source, of course, state and national news, but really the Gazette is all about local flavor. They have a military section in every edition honoring those who served from the air. Some great stories. There was one in the last issue about a 100-year-old man from Elmore County drove a Sherman M4 tank.
Wow.
Battle of the Bulge. You can get yourself a subscription to the Gazette now for just $38 a year. That is a bargain. All you got to do is call them, 356-6700, and they will ship the Gazette anywhere in the country. If you have a friend or relative that's away from Montgomery, what better way to keep them in touch? Give them a call, 356-6700, the Alabama Gazette. They are most worthy of your support.
I appreciate that, Scott. Yes, quick break, and then we'll come back and button things up.
Know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over here.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This part of the program brought to you by Pratt Milk Carpet. Hope Ray Bowles is enjoying his vacation, his spring break vacation.
You know he is, Joey.
But they're still operating, working hard this week there at Prattville Carpet. Just call them up at 285-8117, whether you're looking for brand new carpet, traditional hardwood, those laminate projects, the luxury vinyl plank is fantastic as well. Not to mention a ceramic tile. So maybe if you're looking to remodel the kitchen or the bathroom, they can get you set up right with those great products provided by Mohawk. One of the best decisions the Bowles family has made, aligning themselves with Mohawk. Again, 285-8117. You can also stop by their showroom at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road, or just go to prattvillecarpet.com and be sure to tell the team over there that you heard about them here on News and Views. I look forward to talking to Ray next week, see how his vacation went. Oh, let's go to the Sweet Creek winner.
Big winner, yeah.
We got Donkey Lori on the line. Hey, Donkey Lori.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing super now that I go get some hubcap cookies and with swamp cookies and ribs. And, oh, my gosh, they have so much good stuff there. Oh,
strawberries are in, too.
That's right. Strawberries are in.
Yep. Okay.
They got some more. So get those.
And I actually, I know the Ingrams because I had someone who was looking to rehome their two donkeys, believe it or not. Oh. And a couple of years ago, we trailered them up to the Ingrams. Yeah, so...
Sweet.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Congrats,
guys,
Lori.
You've made my day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, hon.
Well, gentlemen, what did we learn today?
That Biden's approval rating is overstated by 39%.
It should be a zero?
It should be a negative one.
We learned that they're going after one of the greatest new technologies. Can you imagine if they treated the internet like they did? They're doing crypto now.
You know why they didn't? Porn.
Eddie saw
the
numbers.
Truth. Yeah.
No, I think they treated the internet like that because they didn't know, right? At least
right,
now
they didn't know.
At least
right.
Now the Fed's like, okay, we got to do something. Look what's happening here.
Right.
I think they saw boobs and went, ooh, this is really cool. This internet thing.
There wasn't a dollar value on it on the internet at that point. There is now. It's a trillion dollar crypto asset platform.
Absolutely. My hope is actually the crypto market has grown so much and is so intermingled with the traditional system that a lot of these traditional folks go, you're going to do what to us? excuse me, pardon me. And, of course, what else did we learn today? Oh,
Missiles flying?
Yeah, missiles flying in the-